Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 76 of the JB Sism Show. Today, I'm going to be talking about five reasons that you should start your own blog. In other words, I'm going to be asking the question, what is the purpose of blogging?
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of the JB Sism Show. This show is dedicated to helping you stay motivated with clarity so you can find your voice. In other words, I'm going to give you the tools that you need to transform lives and reach the world with your message. Well, my friends, blogging is something that I love to do, but I've had conversations with people who have asked me why they should even start a blog. Well, my friends, in today's episode, I want to walk you through five reasons that I've come up with for why blogging is so important. And here's the deal. If we want to change the lives of people around us, well, we have to let our voice be heard. And blogging is the one thing that allows us to do that. Well, my friends, this is going to be a fun episode. I'm going to give you five reasons you should start your own blog, and I can't wait to get this episode off the ground. Well, my friends, my name is Jason Sism. I am your host, and this is the JB Sism Show. And if this is the first time that you are listening to the show, I say welcome. And like I was saying earlier, this show is designed to give you the tools that you need so that you can transform lives and reach the world with your message. And here's the deal. We all have something on our heart to share. We all have something on our heart to say. And it doesn't matter if you're going to start your own blog, you're going to write that book that you have always wanted to write, or you simply want to start a podcast just like this one. Whatever it is that you want to do, there is something we can all do to take our message to the next level. And that's what this podcast is all about, is helping you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, or business, and life. And when I started this blog back in 2009, actually, I started blogging earlier than that. I started blogging on Facebook using the Facebook Notes. Anybody remember that? Raise your hand. I want to see. Anyway, but I started using Facebook Notes to do my blogging, and I got a lot of good response. And so I decided, well, why am I putting everything on Facebook when I could be having my own website? And I knew I was working on a book, and I knew I wanted to get this book written. So I thought, what better way than to promote my book than through my own website? Always wanted to have my own website. And in fact, I kind of tinkered with website development. And I had a website that I built using using Yahoo GeoCities. I don't even know if GeoCities still exists anymore. I think it's called Yahoo Builder now, but I built a website using that. I taught myself some early coding, and it was a lot of fun. It was not a drag-and-drop kind of a builder. I had to build the website using code, and I'm telling you, it was a lot of fun. Well, I recently came across it on Wayback Builder. So if you want to check out your old websites, you can find Wayback Builder or something like that, .com, and you can search up your old website. So that's pretty cool. But nonetheless, I wanted this website so that I could start getting my message out there. I wanted to have a central place where people could come and read the content that I was writing. And I'm not saying that what I was writing was the best stuff in the world. Recently, I've kind of repurposed some of the content and have re-released it. But I wanted to take everything that I was doing and just amp it up, take it to that next level. And starting my own blog really helped me do that. And I started that back in 2009. And here we are several years later, and the blog is still going strong. And in fact, the last couple of months, I've had my strongest months yet. And I've had a couple of my most popular blog posts just explode on me, viral for you know, the amount of traffic that I normally get. And people are starting to pay attention. People are listening. People are reading. People want to know what it is that I have to say. And that's the beauty of blogging. Blogging allows you to speak forth what it is that is on your heart. And people will listen. And so whether you have a website and a blog, and here's the best part. A blog allows you to host a podcast. That's why I do both blogging and podcasting on my website, because it's a great place for both mediums. And not everybody learns the same way. And one of the things that I'm probably going to start doing is actually putting on some video, because I know video is another great way for people to learn. But however, right now it's just audio and the written word. And I wanted to use this as a catalyst to help people find their voice so they can succeed in life. And speaking of finding your voice, one of the things that I am kind of putting on the burner right now, it's kind of a slow burn right now, but my goal is to actually have a audio recording of my first book, Divine Providence. So I now have all of the equipment that I need. I have a professional microphone, professional gear, so I can actually record my own audiobook now. And my goal then is to take this audiobook and to put it right on to audible.com. That way people can download my novel. And Audible gives suggestions on books that people may like, so it might be actually a good fit for me. So here's the deal. Audible is sponsoring this episode, and they are giving away a free 30-day trial. And with this 30-day trial, you're going to get a free audiobook download. So if you're reading a book right now and you find a hard time reading it, well, maybe on your way to work, you can listen to the audiobook, and Audible gives you that power to do that. And then if you want to be done listening and you want to pick up your book, well, the beauty about Audible is it syncs with your Kindle, and whatever page you last read, Audible picks up from that point. Whatever point you stopped listening to Audible, your Kindle picks up from that point. So that's a pretty good deal. So here's how you get your free trial. And anybody who signs up with audible.com, you are helping support the production of this show. And I think I get something like $15 per sign up. So it's not a whole lot, but it'll at least pay for 1 month of hosting per sign up. So if you want to help support the production of the show, this is an easy way to do it. No money out of your pocket, and I still get the benefit from bringing you awesome content. So I want you to go to jbsism.com/audible. jbsism.com/audible. And if you're going to have a hard time remembering that, you can just go to jbsism.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, you can click the Audible link right there. But jbsism.com/audible, you get a free 30-day trial with Audible. You can cancel at any time, no credit card needed. And the best part, you can have a free audiobook downloaded. My friends, that is worth at least anywhere from $15 to $25 per book. So you're getting a heck of a deal. You get it for free. And once you cancel your subscription to Audible, if you don't like it for any reason in those 30 days, you get to keep the book as Audible's way of saying thank you. So Audible, you get it at jbsism.com/audible. So today we're going to be talking about the five reasons that you should start your own blog. And I'm excited about this episode. It's going to be probably a little bit of a shorter episode because I'm recording this right away in the morning here. And my daughter is still sleeping, thankfully, because today is voting. And I wanted to make sure I got a podcast episode recorded and uploaded before it got too late in Tuesday. So I'm doing this at about 7 o'clock in the morning. And that's because I wanted to make sure that you had an episode on Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning when we will have a newly announced president. However, I promised that I would have a brand new episode every single Wednesday morning. So, or have an episode ready every single Wednesday morning. And so I'm recording today's episode at about 7:30 in the morning. While my daughter is sleeping, it's only going to be maybe about a 20-minute episode. It's going to be a short episode. I'm not going to edit anything on this episode because, quite frankly, I just don't have the time to edit today's episode. So you're going to get the raw, real me, no ums taken out. Ums and buts and ands, they're all staying in. So anyway, so blogging. Why do people want to start a blog? Well, I came up with five reasons why I think it's a good idea to start a blog. And if you have been on the fence for any reason to start your own blog, start your own website, and in fact, it's incredibly inexpensive. It's about $5 a month right now through Bluehost. You can get a shared hosting site with Bluehost for about $5 a month. You pay for 3 years up front, but it's $5 a month. You don't have to pay Wix, you know, $18 to $20 a month. You don't have to pay SquareUp or Squarespace or whatever it's called, you know, the $20 to $30 a month that they charge. You can do it for $5 a month, which is awesome. When I started blogging, I started on WordPress.com. So if you don't have any money, you can start on WordPress.com. And I'll have a link in the show notes where you can watch a tutorial video on how to set a WordPress account up. I came up with these five reasons of why you should start a blog. And I think these reasons are pretty good because these are the very same reasons that I started my own blog. So number one, we blog to formulate ideas. Now, if you are somebody who needs help formulating ideas, a blog is going to help you formulate them. It's going to be that catalyst to help you get your thoughts down on paper so that you can come out of the process with something tangible. So in other words, if you're writing a book, and a lot of people are starting to do this with their blogs, is they start blogging their books. And they write their books on their blogs, and they get the traction, and whatever posts are going to achieve the biggest success, those are the posts that they mark off on a, like an Excel spreadsheet or on some kind of a format where they know these are the posts that are producing the most valuable engagement, and so those are the chapters that are going to go in the book. The other chapters that aren't producing engagement, I'm going to forget about those, and they're going to stay on the blog. So if you're going to blog a book, a blog is a great way to do that. If you want to write a book, I mean, a blog is a great way to do that. It helps you formulate your ideas. It helps you kind of gauge yourself from point A to point B. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm doing. This is each chapter that I want to write. And it gives you a format to outline your book, try different things out for your book, and see where it goes. And if you don't get any engagement, then you know that's not the book you should be writing. Because we all know that if you want to write a book, don't just write the book that's on your heart, but write a book that people want to read. And so blogging a book is a great way to do that. It allows you to try out some different ideas. Helps you formulate your thinking so that you are more succinct in everything that you are trying to say. And in fact, blogging will help you become a better writer. And I can tell you from example, writing has helped me become a better writer. I did a blogging contest, and I remember the first time several years ago, I turned in a contest paper to the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. I thought it was a great paper. It came back with so much red ink, I didn't even know where to begin. Well, just about a year ago, I turned in another one, and when I got it back in May, I was impressed because there was very, very little red ink on that page. And that's simply because blogging has made me a better writer. I use all kinds of tools to help me look at my punctuation and my grammar. And in fact, I actually use short sentences. That way I can avoid using a comma. So if you need a comma, a lot of times you're going to end up needing a period. So that's not always the case, but I keep all of my sentences short. I keep my paragraph short. I keep the prose moving forward. And so blogging helps you become a better writer. Blogging helps you formulate your ideas so you can keep moving forward. Now, the second thing that blogging will do for you is it creates a community of people. And one of the things that people are looking for in today's environment is a community to belong to. And there are several blogging communities that I belong to that I absolutely love. One of them is Cliff Ravenscraft at the podcast answerman.com. I love his blogging community. I've had several conversations with Cliff, just kind of one-off conversations. He doesn't know me from Adam. I feel like I know the guy really well because I've listened to just about every show he has produced. However, he makes himself feel approachable. And Michael Hyatt from michaelhyatt.com, same kind of thing. I've had a couple interactions with Michael Hyatt on Twitter, and Michael makes himself available in his community. And that's the beauty of blogging. It allows you to keep yourself available, and it allows you to keep yourself in the eye of your reader. And so you're not just some ambient voice speaking out your words. You are somebody who has emotion. You're telling personal stories. You're making yourself relatable. And that is one of the biggest things that we can do, is make ourselves relatable. And that's what creating a community does. It allows you to invest into people's lives, have conversations with people. And I've gotten to know a few people from my blog, which is awesome. Some of them I didn't even know were reading my blog, and when I people I've known for years, I didn't even know were reading my blog, that I haven't had any communication with were reading my blog. In fact, my dad actually had lunch with a group of pastors, and my dad had mentioned that I work with him side by side at Life Church, and he goes, my son Jason. And he and the pastor stopped my dad and said, "Jason, as in like Jason Sism?" And my dad said, "Well, yes." And he goes, "Well, that is really funny because I love his blog. I see his name all over the place." Now, if that doesn't say something about the impact that I'm having, then I don't know what does. I don't know this pastor from Adam. I've never met the guy. I don't even know if he's on my email newsletter list or not. And if he's not, I hope you sign up. But, he said, I see his name appearing everywhere. And that's because I want to be involved and engaged in the audience that I'm attracting. And so that's what creating a blog is going to do. It's going to create a community of people around you who are not only going to know who you are, but allows you to develop friendships. Thirdly, is we blog to change lives. And I know I've told this story the last couple of times that I've turned on the microphone, but, I had a father, and this is, not necessarily because of my blog, but it's because of the book that I wrote, which is also on my blog, and I blogged about my book, etc. But I got an email from a father through my website, and he said, Jason, you helped me reconnect with my family. You are helping me become a better father. You're allowing me to see my family from a new light. And I want to thank God for my family. And so you've helped me take that to the next level. You see, blogging allows you to change lives. It allows you to impact people's lives so they can make better informed decisions in their life. You know, I've encouraged bloggers and writers to use software to take their writing to the next level. I've encouraged people to get their priorities straight. I've encouraged people to start thinking about the idea of writing their own book. In other words, it's changing lives. My work of writing is changing people's lives. I mean, that father, if I never would have written my book, if I never would have had a website for him to contact me through, I never would have known this father existed. And because of my book, I know his life has been changed. And that's what blogging does. Blogging will allow you to change people's lives. And number four is, along with that, is blogging allows you to expand people's thinking. And people are wanting to take their voice to the next level. People are wanting to know, how is it that I can impact people around me? And blogging is one of these things that allows us to do that. And so if we truly want to take people's lives to the next level, we have to give big ideas to help expand people's thinking, expand people's thought process, so that they can lead a better life. You know, so in my regards to blogging, I blog to help people find their voice so they can succeed in life. Well, I just recently did a bunch of blogging on Scrivener. I did last week's podcast on Scrivener. And if you've not listened to that, you can go to jbsism.com/075. Excuse me. And I'm not editing today's episode, so coughs and all stay in. Anyway, but this Scrivener blog post that I wrote, it went off the charts, and I had a very lengthy conversation with an individual on Twitter who just was unsure about pulling the trigger and buying the software. And I hope that through my conversation, it sounded like she was going to give Scrivener a try. And the best part is it's free for 30 days. You can try it for 30 days, and if you don't like it, you don't have to buy it. But I liked it so much, I ended up buying it. So I encouraged her to give it a try and encouraged her, you know, that this is one of the best investment you can make in your writing. And so the idea was to expand her horizon, expand her thinking on not using Microsoft Word to write her book, but start using a software that is designed for writers. And so that's what blogging does. It allows you to expand people's thinking. And then number five, blogging allows us to leave a legacy. So we blog to leave a legacy. A website stays out there forever. If you want your words to remain for people to read for generations to come, a website is one of the best ways to do that. And blogging allows us to leave a legacy. It allows us to leave our voice behind to help people go further in their walks of life, help people go further in their thinking. And for me, my goal is to help people write their books. And if my content can stay out there for the long haul, for people to write their books, that means I am helping people after people or person after person to write their book. And if I get at least two people to write their books, I feel like I have completed my task of getting my legacy out there. And my goal is to help people. My goal is to help formulate ideas, create a community, change lives, expand thinking, and to leave a legacy. And my friends, I hope this will help you pull the trigger on starting your own blog. Because if you want to succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life, this is one of the best ways that you can do that, because you're going to impact people's lives with the message that God has placed on your heart. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This was a fun one for me. And you can find the full show notes of today's episode over at jbsism.com/076. And if you could do me a favor, head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. That way we can help more people find their voice and succeed in life. Well, my friends, my name is Jason Sism. God bless. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.